This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for March 30th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading synopses of articles on the cervical spine and the lumbar spine published by JNS Spine today. The effects of carpentry on heterotopic ossification and mobility in cervical arthroplasty. Determination by computed tomography with a minimum 2-year follow-up. A clinical article by Tsung-Hsi Tu and colleagues. Heterotopic ossification after cervical arthroplasty can limit the mobility of an artificial disc. This study used computed tomography scanning to assess the correlation between the carpentry of arthroplasty and the formation of heterotopic ossification. A retrospective review of medical records, radiological studies, and clinical evaluations was conducted for consecutive patients who underwent 1 or 2-level cervical arthroplasty with the Bryan disc. The patients underwent follow-up for more than 24 months. A total of 107 levels of Bryan discs were placed in 75 patients and were analyzed. The perfectness of carpentry for each arthroplasty level was scrutinized using criteria composed of 2 parameters, postoperative shell kyphosis and inadequate endplate coverage. Overall, heterotopic ossification was identified by computed tomography scanning in 56% of levels. Most of the heterotopic ossifications were of low grade, which did not limit much of the segmental motion of the Bryan disc. The suboptimal carpentry group had significantly more high-grade heterotopic ossifications. There were also more immobile artificial discs in the suboptimal carpentry group. However, the clinical outcomes in both groups were similarly good. In summary, suboptimal carpentry has adverse effects on the formation of heterotopic ossification and could substantially limit segmental mobility after cervical arthroplasty. Therefore, the carpentry of cervical arthroplasty should not be overlooked despite similar mid-term clinical results. Movement of abdominal structures on magnetic resonance imaging during positioning changes related to lateral lumbar spine surgery. A morphometric study. A clinical article by Armin Dukmajun and co-authors. When preoperative imaging is performed in preparation for a lateral approach to the lumbar spine, patients are in the supine position during the imaging examination. To better understand the surgical anatomy, the authors examined movement of the aorta, inferior vena cava, kidneys, common iliac vessels, and psoas muscle on MRI when the position was shifted from supine to lateral. Unenhanced MRI scans were performed in 10 healthy volunteers in supine and lateral decubitus positions. At the L1-2 and L2-3 levels, the aorta and inferior vena cava moved away from the surgical corridor when the volunteers were placed in the lateral position, allowing for surgeon preference at these levels. At L3-4, this trend changed with slight posterior movement of the aorta in the left lateral decubitus position and the inferior vena cava in the right lateral decubitus position. Because the inferior vena cava tends to move more than the aorta, the authors believe a right-sided approach may be safer at the L3 to 4 level. A right-sided approach may also be favorable at L4 to 5 due to anterior movement of the right common iliac vein versus posterior movement in a left-sided approach. The kidney on the side of the approach moved more than 2 cm anteriorly and caudally, so it should not be affected by laterality. The authors note that these are trends in movement, and they emphasize that each operation should be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.